Thank you. Well, welcome, and good to have all you here this morning. We're going to be talking on Psalm chapter 1, and I don't have a PowerPoint this morning, but I have notes. Can you all read these? Probably not, so you're not going to be able to read anything, so I'm going to have to read it for you, but I will be reading, so if I'm not looking at you, it's because I'm more tuned into my notes, what I have, and so I don't have this memorized. I wish I did, but you know, as I went into this and as I read through it, and me and the pastor had talked about it, and it was one of the psalms I really liked, and one of the parts about the psalm that I liked was about the tree planted on the river, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But as I really got into this, I saw God first spoke to my heart, and even this morning, as we sang, God just really, really got a hold of my heart. And this week as I prepared, I just wanted to deliver the message that God wants you to hear. Not what I have to say, it's not about me, but what God wants us to hear. And so I hope that is what you hear this morning, what God is speaking to your heart through Psalms. And the way this turned out was not the way I intended or thought it would be, but hopefully this is what God has intended and what God wants to speak through us. So forgive me if I break up a little bit, because God has just really got a hold of my heart this morning. But I thank Him for that. You know, God is awesome. God is awesome. And that's what I hope to convey to you guys this morning. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Psalm chapter 1. And like the pastor said, I'm an elder, and so he asked me to preach. I guess I'm an elder. Everybody else must have turned it down. I don't know. But I kid. We kid each other all the time, so you have to forgive me for that. So we do that a lot. So I enjoy that. It's fun. We have a good time. But you know what? The pastor does have a heart for God, and that's one of the things that really drew us to this church when we first started attending. Is, you know, pastor's got a heart for God. He loves the Lord, and we love the Lord, and so it's a perfect match, and so we're excited to be at Elk Plain and to be able to serve here and to serve God here. And so I hope that by the end of the sermon that, you know, we can all be excited about God and what God's doing. Psalm 1, like I say, I don't have a PowerPoint, so you just have to follow along as we read this through. I have the Old Testament scroll that I read from, which Pastor always teased me about, because I use the King James Version. As growing up, I heard these scriptures and memorized them, and most of them are all the King James, so I'm familiar with that, but let's read through this, and then we'll get started and talk about it. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So normally I would go through this, and I will do that. But the first thing that God spoke to my heart was blessed. That word just rung out to me in my ears, and I heard that, and God said, blessed, you are blessed. Blessed is the man. And so I really wanted to key on that a little bit this morning and talk about how blessed we really are. I really believe. And when you read Psalms, you really see and you really understand. David got a hold of that. He was a man after God's own heart, you know, how blessed we really are. And you know, when you take communion and you think about what God giving of his son, Jesus giving of his life, we are so blessed. It's just beyond amazing. And God has just really spoke to my heart about this. I hope that we can really get a hold of how blessed that we truly are. So, and in doing so, as I prepared this also, I kind of had to go and look up blessing and which actually brought me over to Ephesians, talking about, so I'm going to talk about it. I know the pastor's talked about that before too, but I want to talk about that this morning and talk about how blessed we really are. The definition, or one of the definitions of being blessed or blessed, is held in reverence or venerated. I like to look up definitions sometimes, you know, kind of so we're all on the same page, you know, we get an idea of what we're all talking about, and that's according to Google. So if you have any questions on that, this is what I got. Honored in worship, hallowed, of or enjoying happiness, specifically enjoying the bliss of heaven, bringing pleasure, contentment, or good fortune. It's kind of the world's idea, you know. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that. What does it mean to be blessed? What's the world's idea? And what's God's idea? We all know what the world's idea of blessed or being or blessed. You know, first thing we think of is what? Money, riches. You know, having money. Money solves all our problems, right? If it doesn't, why do we think that way sometimes? You know? But we do. I mean, that's just, I'm different. If I had money, this is what I would do. I would do this, and I would do... And some people can handle money. Really, money can really be something that is really hard to deal with. You know, the Bible talks about the rich man. We know about that. But the world's idea is, you know, having money, or maybe being famous, or fame and fortune. You know, we hear about this is the world's ideas. The world seeks after these things as their goal. And, you know, happiness. I want to be happy. And happiness is fleeting. It's something that we pursue. I want to be happy. You know, it's about me. And hey, we live in the flesh. That's who we are. You know, these things come natural to us. That's our nature, to want to be happy all the time. But to truly be blessed, you know, we focus on the temporal, you know, the fame and fortune of these things. And they're not wrong. I'm not saying it's not wrong to have money or to be famous or be talented. But it's how we use that. And are we looking to these things to make us happy? Are we looking at God? You know, I can be rich and still be a very godly person. There's plenty of people out there that are. So being blessed with these things, money and fame and things like that, that's not wrong if we use it right, if our heart is right. Because God, what does he do? He looks at our heart. But what I really want to talk about is God's blessings. What does it really mean to be blessed? In doing so, I want to, first I'll read Colossians because I had that. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, this is Colossians 3, 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. So, you know, Scripture tells us, you know, this is what we should be doing. Set our affection on the things above, not the earthly things. The spiritual, not the temporal. God can bless us, and He does. And if He does, I always use the words, so that. God has blessed me with finances so that I can use those to further His kingdom, to bring Him glory. God has given me talent so that I can use that to bring Him glory, to glorify His name. And that's why God has blessed us with these things. All these things are temporary. They're all going to fade away. 100 years from now, none of this stuff is going to matter. The only thing that matters is, like the old song, only what's done for Christ will last. Those are the only things that have value. And so it was hard for me in doing the sermon to move beyond that blessing. It's just like, God, just speak, man, talk about this, how blessed that we are. And so if you would, you have your Bibles and you can turn with me. I want to read Ephesians. Because it's talking about this, and there again, I know I kind of deviated from Psalm, but we really need to look at this blessing thing, because I think that's what God is speaking to us today. So Ephesians chapter 1, starting with verse 3, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us believers in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places." As believers, we all are blessed. As believers, we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. You can be a believer and be poor, but still have all spiritual blessing. We're still blessed. It doesn't mean that we're going to have all these earthly things. I know there's a lot of teaching and preaching and stuff out there that says, oh, if you serve God, if you turn your life over to God, then you're going to have all these things are going to be given unto you. No, I don't believe that. I believe what's going to be given is spiritual blessings, which are far, far, far beyond what the world can offer us. Fame and fortune, those things mean nothing compared to what spiritual blessings are. Okay, let's move. Verse 4, "According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love." And I'm going to read all the way to 14. "Having predestined us unto adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself." And you can read this, and I'd like you to look at this next week as I go through this a little bit to reflect back on it. Verse 10, "That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will." I'm going to read this, and then I'll talk about it. "That we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom also ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Okay, now, blessed, the blessed. I got excited about this. When I read this and read these things, what's he say here? Chosen, holy, without blame, predestinated, adopted, accepted, redeemed, forgiveness of sins, grace, God's unmerited favor, inheritance, salvation, sealed by the Holy Spirit, purchased possession. Man, if I can't get excited about that kind of blessing, then what is there to get excited about? I am excited about this. Do you realize the things that we have as Christians? You can be poor, but we are blessed with these things. We are adopted. We have forgiveness of sins. I mean, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. All these things are huge when you look at them compared to what life offers. Fame and fortune, the best. It says, what profit a man to gain the whole world? You can gain the whole world, but if you lose your own soul, what is that? What is this temporal life of 60, 70, 80 years, 100, compared to eternity that goes on forever with God, with Jesus Christ, him who did die for me? When we take these, it was perfect having this morning, and remembering that Christ died for me. I have forgiveness of sins. That's exciting. Forgiveness of sins. I know I want my sins forgiven because I got a lot of sin. And you know, I tell people, I deserve to go to hell. I do. My sin is great and I deserve to go to hell. But praise be to God, our Father, who gave his son Jesus Christ. We are so, so blessed that it really, when you stop and look at it and you go to the scriptures and see, you know, who we are, it goes back to our identity, who we are in Christ Jesus, what we have, how blessed we really are. You can see how it was hard for me to move beyond this blessed, you know, is the man. We are that man and we are that woman who are blessed by God and praise his holy name. Philippians 4:8 says that finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. What do we think about? What do I think about? Do I think I'm blessed? Do I think about the blessings of God in my life? Is that what's on my mind? Whatsoever is true. We have to start with truth. The truth. And last time I preached, I talked about that, about how important truth is. God's word is true. And these are the things that belong to us, that we have in Christ Jesus. Chosen, holy, without blame, adopted, accepted, redeemed, forgiveness of sins. We need to be excited about that. We have this. The world does not have that. The sinners do not have that. And as we go into this, we see the contrast of the righteous man and the unbelievers. This morning when I got in the car, the radio was playing, and I heard the song, and you probably heard it yourself too. And what he said was, are we surviving when we should be thriving? Are we surviving when we should be thriving? And God spoke to me on that, and so I wanted to share that with you. And it's like, wow, that's awesome. As sons and daughters of God, as the redeemed, we should be thriving. We have all these blessings from God. We should be thriving, not surviving, not getting by the skin of our teeth. And, oh man, it was so hard. Life is hard. There's no doubt about it. But we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We have to go to the truth, who we are, what God says about us, the blessings that we have. Okay, so that was just the first word. So, and it's going to be hard to get through all this. I'll try to get through as much as I can. But what's important is that, you know, we can know God better. And we can be excited about God in our lives and the blessings of God in our life. You know, and it's not even about the blessings. And I've said this many times, a lot of you know that I believe that heaven is not the things of God, but heaven is God, is being in the presence of Almighty God. We have no idea, no clue whatsoever what that is like. Okay, let's go on. Verse 1. Blessed is a man. Blessed is a man. You and me as believers. Blessed is man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. We don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. The NIV puts it this way. Who does not walk in step with the wicked. And I kind of paraphrase that in... my version was, does not roll with his homies. Okay, so well, that's putting it a little bit different, okay? But, my wife says, you're not going to say that, are you? I just did, hon, so too late now. Can't take it back. But anyway, blessed is a man who does not do these things, does not walk in step with the wicked. Okay, do you seek godly counsel? You know what? I thought of this word counsel, and that kind of stood out to me. And I don't know what God, maybe, I don't know, but I thought of Wally Cleaver and listening to Eddie Haskell. You know, that's his counsel. You got this guy is giving you counsel. And you see that so many times is the sidekick, you know, that you have, and you're watching like on TV a show, and this guy's listening to all this stuff from this guy, and he's giving him this worldly counsel and this counsel. It's like, what is that? You know, we should be seeking godly counsel. And that's one of the benefits we have of the church body. We can come together. We can go to the pastor. We can come to each other. We can pray for each other. We can seek godly counsel. Kings understood that of old. They sought, well, godly kings did, but even the ungodly kings, they had counselors around them who gave them counsel. But we as believers can seek godly counsel. That's a benefit of the church, of the having each other. Okay, let's move on. Nor stands in the way of sinners. Now, does that mean to get in the way of sinners? No, that's not what he's saying. The NIV says, or stand in the way that sinners take. And I won't give you the Jeff Mundell version of that. Like I did last time, or nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Scoffer is an expression of scorn, derision, or contempt, or mockery. There again, the NIV says, or sit in the company of mockers. And you know, God really spoke to my heart about that. And I look back in my life, and I've sat in that seat of a mocker. And just like David, when Nathan said, you are that man, God said that, you are that man. And when I think of that, and when God points a finger at my heart and my life and the things I've done in the past, it just makes me so thankful for the blessings of God, the grace of God that abounds in my life. Thank God that I have a Savior, that my sins are forgiven, and I don't have to live with that because God has forgiven me. That's the kind of blessing that I'm talking about this morning. How blessed are we to have forgiveness of sins, to be adopted, to have all these things. There's no way I'm going to get through all this, so... let's see. One thing I do want to show. One of the things Oswald, I love Oswald Chambers. I quote him all the time. I'm sure you probably know that. But You know, do we live in awe of God? Oswald Chambers says, awe is the condition of a man's spirit realizing who God is and what he has done for him personally. And I'll repeat that. Awe is the condition of a man's spirit realizing who God is and what God has done for him personally. Do I live in awe of my Heavenly Father? Do I live in awe of God? Do I live in awe of Jesus Christ, my Savior, the one who bore my sin, who took it on the cross? Blessed is the man. I'm that man. I am blessed. And I thank God every day for the blessing that I have, that my sins will not be counted against him. Psalm 119, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Go back to the word of God. You know, and whatsoever is true. These are the things that we need to be thinking. Thinking about the blessings of God and how God has blessed us is what should be on our hearts and minds every day. Being thankful for what we have. Okay, let me get to the part which started this whole thing. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And what a beautiful picture. That I think of that as that tree being planted by the river life. And when you look at this, it made me think of Revelations, where it talks about the river. And in Revelation 22, you can write that down if you want to look at that. In fact, I'm going to read it real quick before we close here. Revelation 22, And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on the either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit. See the similarities here? And yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were the healing of the nations. And verse 17 says, And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of the life. You know, I picture myself as that tree planted by the water, and the roots that grow deep and have this endless supply of living water that God supplies to me and gives me that. How blessed am I to be that? And bear fruit. Don't forget, bear fruit. We bear fruit so that God blesses us and does these things so that we can be used by Him to further His kingdom, to be His voice, to be His arms, to love those people around us. Blessed is the man who is chosen, holy, without blame, predestined, adopted, accepted, redeemed, forgiven of his sins, grace, unmerited favor, an inheritance we have, salvation, sealed, purchased possession. These are the words that describe you and me. We should be excited about that, what God is doing in our lives and what God will do in the future blessing that we have in heaven to drink from the water of life and the tree of life and have eternal life. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about you, to make it about you, to think about you, to dwell about you, to dwell on you, God. It truly is a blessing, and we truly are blessed. And I know I kind of deviated a little bit from the main scripture, but God, you know, it's about you, and that's what we really need to remember. And that's what we need to recognize, that life is not about me. It's about you, God. You bless us so that we can be used by you. But we need to be excited about you, God. And I'm excited today. And I just pray, God, that as we go out through our week next week, that you go with us and help us to reflect back on these scriptures and the blessings that we have in Christ Jesus, the forgiveness of sins, eternal life with you forever and ever. Praise your name. Thank you, Father. Go with us. Give us traveling mercies. Bring us back next week. And we give you the praise, the honor, and glory. We ask and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.